This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel is sunny, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, ideal for outdoor activities. In Haifa, conditions remain clear, perfect for a stroll along the coast. Meanwhile, Eilat enjoys a gentle breeze, offering a pleasant atmosphere for residents and visitors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Walla reports that Israel is considering a paper agreement as negotiations begin, revealing a rift between Iran and Hezbollah. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reports that an IDF reservist was killed and three others injured in a vehicle crash in South Lebanon amidst ongoing Hezbollah rocket fire. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew shares a strong message from Auschwitz during the March of the Living, warning of the spread of antisemitism since October 7th. Separately, I-24 News noted earlier today that an IDF soldier was killed and three reservists injured during an operational accident in southern Lebanon. And finally, from earlier today, Forward reports that Israelis maintain war readiness as U.S.-Iran talks fail, with President Trump imposing a blockade on the Strait of Hormuz. Reaction has been swift on social media. India's Foreign Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, writing on X just now, mentioned having a teleconference with Israel's Gideon Saar, discussing various aspects of the West Asia situation. Ariel Ozeran, a journalist, posted moments ago that U.S. and Iranian negotiating teams might return to Islamabad later this week, citing sources. The account, i24news_en, noted minutes ago that Israel marked Holocaust Remembrance Day with a nationwide siren and ceremonies at Yad Vashem. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the negotiations underway, Walla highlights Israel's strategic move towards a potential paper agreement. This comes amid tensions between Iran and Hezbollah, attributed to Hezbollah's aggressive actions. This development could signal a shift in regional alliances, impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to the tragic incident in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports on the loss of IDF reservist Sergeant Maj Ayal Uriel Bianco. The crash occurred as sporadic rocket fire from Hezbollah continues. The IDF's response included targeting 150 sites across Lebanon, reflecting ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, the March of the Living in Auschwitz, reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, sends a powerful message against rising antisemitism. Participants emphasize the importance of remembering history and standing against hate. This event underscores the global challenge of combating prejudice. In a related development, I-24 News details an operational accident in southern Lebanon resulting in the death of IDF soldier Maj. Gen. Eyal Uriel Bianco. The incident highlights the risks faced by military personnel in volatile regions. And finally, as reported by Forward, the U.S.-Iran talks ending without a deal and Trump's blockade in the Strait of Hormuz underline the ongoing geopolitical tensions. This situation could have significant implications for global oil markets and regional security. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that starting Sunday, a new initiative by the Ministry of Finance will open a dedicated track in the State Guaranteed Loan Fund, providing significant cash flow relief to thousands of businesses. Separately, CTEC highlights the success of Grime 2, an Israeli indie game breaking through international markets. This success story reflects the challenges and achievements of Israeli developers amid limited resources. And finally, Maariv Business warns of a potential shock in the real estate sector. The Fire and Rescue Authority has raised concerns over building safety standards, impacting high-rise apartment buyers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.